Hello and welcome to ICE's Polyethylene Polypropylene podcast for Tuesday, 23rd July. I'm Tahir Ikram here with Mohammed Fadi in our Singapore office talking about the Middle East and South Asian market. Fadi, welcome. I took a quick look at the ICE's dashboard and realized the prices for both PE and PP are just going on an upward trajectory. What exactly is going on?
Hi Tahir, thanks for having me on the show. Polymer producers have increased offers in the past few months, and most of them cite tight supply. So if you are a buyer and you need material, you have no choice but to buy at current levels.
True.
In particular, the supply of LLDPE and HDPE is very, very tight as plants in the Middle East operate at reduced capacity during Ramadan.
True.
So PP block cut polymer is another grade in tight supply as well.
So if I remember correctly, Ramadan and Eid are typically lull seasons.
Yes.
And prices traditionally soften during this time.
Mm.
So is the demand strong this year?
Oh, no, not at all. Demand is not strong. At best, real demand is subdued. But what is causing all this buying rush is the fear of not getting material. Converters never want their plants to be idle for too long. So the need to keep their plants running pushes them forward into the market.
True. Eid al-Fitr is next week now. What is the impact of the holiday period on both PP and PE trade?
Buyers in the Middle East say they expect delayed shipments or deliveries of their cargoes because of Eid. What happens is that shipping and truck workers are expected to be away, mostly on holiday, at least until early to mid-August. So as a result, what happens is that shipping or deliveries of PE and PP are expected to reach late. I would estimate sometime around 1 or 2 weeks.
Right.
And a slowdown is expected any day now because custom and port officials start to go on pre-Eid al-Fitr leave.
Right. So how will things be in August? Different from July, I'm sure.
Yes, definitely. I was told by Middle East polymer producers are expected largely to announce their offers for polymers either before or after the holiday. In general, Tahir, there's an expectation that polymer offers will increase.
Right.
So any hike in prices will likely dampen demand from converters. A few buyers said that they will buy only their minimum requirements, describing the current high prices as unsustainable. What they expect is that prices will soften and supply to normalize in mid-August once market players return from the holiday.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much, Fadi. Good update. And for our listeners, don't forget you can catch more news about polyethylene and polypropylene and a whole range of other chemical markets by visiting www.icis.com. Thanks very much for listening.